This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and collegiate programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and the College Bracket event, leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with our show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, they are off and running at the Hook Bassmaster Elite on the St. Lawrence River presented by Black Velvet, and what a meat fest. Now look, we anticipated some big sacks of small out there, but my goodness, the sheer number of 4 to 6 pound bass has been nothing short of staggering. On Thursday, no less than half the field had 20 pound bags, led by Matt Lee's 27-12. I hope you've been watching Bassmaster Live. We'll have the champ and a full report on next week's show. In the meantime, we're getting things started with Dave Mull, who writes the Bass by Yak column for Bassmaster Magazine. Bassin' by Kayak has really exploded, and Dave gives us the ins and outs of this new old way to chase our favorite prey. Then Bass Times editor Brian Brasher joins us for a little AOI and industry talk. And we catch up with three-time Angler of the Year and 1995 Classic Champ Mark Davis on how his hip replacement rehab is coming and when he plans to return to the water. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's a Yaks and Yakkers edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming to the St. Lawrence River at Waddington, New York, August 23rd through 26th. The location for the takeoff is Whitaker Park in Waddington, beginning at 6 a.m., and then the weigh-ins begin at 3 o'clock at the same location as the takeoff, Whitaker Park, with Bass MC Dave Mercer. Check out the expo at Whitaker Park as well on Saturday and Sunday, as 108 of the best pros in the world slug it out on the St. Lawrence River. This is one of the most anticipated events on the schedule every year. We'll see you in Waddington.
Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Okay, here we go. Now put it in reverse.
Got it.
Now forward.
Okay.
Reverse. Now turn the wheel.
All right.
Turn the wheel. No, reverse.
Left
reverse.
Right.
Slow the out. Don't kill it. Kill it. Kill the motor.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor.
I said reverse!
Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Well, we're dock now.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat is a family-owned company that understands the needs of drivers like you. They want you to be a part of their family, not just an employee. Call 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com to learn more.
Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W Trailer Hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules and to enter. Must be 21 or older.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And as promised, yeah, we talked about it in the open. This kayak bass fishing deal is sweeping the nation. I mean, it has taken off like crazy. Some of it may be affordability, accessibility, fun, exercise, whatever you want to call it. But the guy who writes the column each month for Bassmaster Magazine, the column Bass by Yak, is Dave Mull. And he joins us now. Dave, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. And, you know, I was looking at the story that's at Bassmaster.com this week with Keith Combs and a bunch of pictures of him, you know, fishing out of his Old Town kayak. And I got to thinking, you know, I'm kind of a big guy. You know, I'm a 250-pounder, and Combs is a big man. And I never thought you'd see a guy that size in one of these yaks. But, man, it is amazing the technology and how far these things have come just in really the past 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, pretty soon they're going to evolve into boats, is the joke. But yeah, it is pretty amazing. We get a lot of grief from guys. You know, I like the pedal style. I have a Old Town and I have a Hobie. And so we get grief from the kayak purists with paddles who say that they are the real kayakers. And I always point to the actual Eskimos who stretch seal skins over whale bones as more of the original kayakers.
That would be the original.
But yeah, they have come a long way really fast, as has the sport in general.
Well, from a bass fishing standpoint, yeah, I don't want to be fighting with a paddle. I mean, you know, I think the beauty of it is the pedal style, where that you can, I mean, that's the human trolling motor, if you will. That's where you can control yourself and, you know, the area that you're trying to fish, I would think.
No question. Yeah, that's the big advantage of the paddle, or the disadvantage of the paddle, is that you have to have that in your hands as you move, and sometimes you have to try and hold the boat in wind and waves and jet ski wakes and whatever else. And if you have your foot control with the pedals, you can fish and pretty much hold your boat in position, as you say, like having a trolling motor.
Yeah, and you know, I originally learned how to bass fish in a canoe that my grandfather got me in Orlando, Florida, when I was 11 years old. And, you know, one of the things that I remember about that was you were kind of sitting in the water. You know what I mean? You were like right down there by the water. You could just reach over and you could touch the water. You could look over the side and you could see, you know, fish on bed or whatever. But there was just something, it's amazing, just a matter of a half a foot or a foot difference from being in a 88-inch wide or 90-inch wide bass boat to sitting in a kayak and be so literally immersed, almost like you're in the water. It's a totally different perspective.
It really is, and I think that's one of the big attractions about it for me, is kind of being a part of it. You know, I don't want to get too esoteric about it, but when you're in a kayak versus a bass boat with a trolling motor, you really have to consider what all the elements are doing. You know, you don't have the luxury of autopilot, although some people are putting autopilot trolling motors on kayaks. You really have to figure out your game plan in advance and use what's happening with Mother Nature to your advantage, as far as, you know, do you want to fish against the wind, or do you want to pedal against the wind and fish your way back, anchoring along the way to thoroughly fish your spots that the wind takes you to and stuff like that. And that's all part of the charm of it for me.
And I'll use your word esoteric. The other part of it is that, you know, 99% of the time you're alone. You know, I mean, sometimes you go out in your bass boat alone, but, you know, often you're not. You got a partner, you're talking, there's conversation, there's this and that. But, you know, you're out there with the kayak, you're in the water, you're generally alone, you got your own thoughts running through your mind, and it's nature. I mean, that's got to be part of the experience as well.
Yeah, for sure. And that's certainly another charm of it. But the other thing with kayak fishing is it is becoming a real group activity. And it's actually safer in a lot of places to kayak with someone else, you know, kind of use the old summer camp buddy system in case somebody gets in trouble, you have another guy there. Although kayaks are certainly very, very safe and stable. You know, you can get into trouble if you're not careful. You can flip and you know, just run into logs and stuff that you don't see coming, and it causes you to dump yourself in the water. So it's usually better to kayak with someone, but certainly nobody follows that rule 100%. And like you say, it is a very nice thing to get out there alone with your thoughts and, you know, a quiet plastic boat without any exhaust and just fish.
Dave Mull with us. He writes the Bass by Yak column that is in Bassmaster magazine each and every month, and talking a little bit about bass fishing from a kayak. And of course, the first thing people would think about the kayak is small waters, waters that aren't accessible with a big boat, creeks, ponds, rivers, all of those things. My son likes to jump in a kayak with his buddies. They'll get a half a dozen guys and a half a dozen kayaks together, and they'll float the Elk River, you know, down to Fayetteville, Tennessee. And, they love to do that, and they'll put a car at both ends, and they take it out. So you think about that. But there's more and more use of these things in big waters. And I know I actually had a little bit of a close call with my buddy and I. We were fishing Percy Priest Lake, and we're sailing along at 60 miles an hour, and boom, right in a cut in an area there were a couple of kayaks, and I guess it ended up being a kayak bass fishing tournament there. That's one thing, and it had these little flags up, like you could see that, you know what I mean? So that's one of the things, guys got to be really careful if you're going to do this on big water. You got to be very careful because it is hard to see sometimes a guy in a kayak.
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the things that kayakers, you have to be careful about. Most of us do have some kind of a flag post that also doubles as a light, you know, your 360 light for when you're going out before sun up and staying out after dusk. And I like to wear some bright clothes and make sure that people can see me, because you talk about distracted driving on the highways, there's plenty of people out there cruising around on pontoons just texting away. And you know, there's a bunch of YouTube videos where you can see the thrill of being run over by a pontoon in a kayak.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to be visible. You have to have some kind of sound-making device. And in our tournaments, although it's not required by law, at least in Michigan, we enforce a PFD wearing anytime you're in the kayak. You can take it off to, take your rain suit off or something, but anytime that you are actively fishing or going anywhere, you have to be wearing a PFD.
Yeah, and it's a different, I would imagine that the techniques of casting and so on are a little bit different. You're sitting, I would think, most of the time, although many of these you can stand up and be pretty sturdy in them. But, you know, for those of us that like to pitch a lot, you know, that's a standing or flipping, you know, that's a standing type of deal. So maybe that changes a little bit. And the angle of your casting, I would imagine there's a different technique that is used and that you kind of get used to that different presentation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do get better at sidearm casting if you're limited to sitting, like, you know, old geezers like I am. I would love to be able to stand more, and I can get up. It's just a matter of crashing back down. It's a problem when I want to sit back down. But actually, there are now straps, and kayak companies like Hobie have their H-bar, which I renamed a G-bar for geezer bar, which helps you get up and down. And honestly, standing is a huge advantage when you're bass fishing.
Right.
The guys that have done well in our little circuit are all guys, you know, who are, well, younger than I am, and stand all the time and use your basic flipping and pitching and that kind of technique.
Yeah, well, but you would lose a little bit of control because, you know, if you're standing, obviously, I don't think you have your foot on the pedals unless you have one of those, a regular trolling.
That's true. But, you know, a lot of kayaks now, guys are putting shallow water anchors, power poles, you know, the micros on them. I swore I'd never do it, but I just got a paddle kayak, a Bonafide 127. I love it. It's nice and light. And I swore I'd never get a motor for a kayak or a power pole for a kayak. And I was going crazy spending money, so I got both of them for it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I haven't installed the motor yet, but I love that power pole. That thing is a dream. You know, it really helps you instantly stop, and it stabilizes you, and it does help you when you want to stand up, and you know, you can, you're in you're using it just like a basketball guy does, to stay in place and be able to really cover some specific structure.
Yeah, well, like you said, soon they will be boats, and that's a whole other
exactly.
story. The column is Bass by Yak. Dave Maul is the author that writes it and has been our guest. Dave, I appreciate you spending a little time giving us a little more education on the yak fishing.
Man, anytime, Tom. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave Maul. All right, when we come back, Brian Brasher will join us from Bass Times. That's next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W Trailer Hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules and to enter. Must be 21 or older.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat is a family-owned company that understands the needs of drivers like you. They want you to be a part of their family, not just an employee. Call 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com to learn more.
Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Hi, welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And as promised, Brian Brasher joins us now. He is the editor of Bass Times. He is a senior writer for Bass Publications, and he joins us now. Brian, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. It's almost football weather. So this is always a good time of year for me, and we're going to decide an AOI here before too long, so things are heating up.
Yeah, well, you know the AOI is happening when we're getting ready for that for the Labor Day weekend, of course, next weekend when the football really gets cranked up. I know there's some games this weekend, but you know, I try to tell people this is just a little bit of a taste for what's going to be happening next weekend. And I got to tell you, you wrote a piece, an open letter to those retiring from the workforce that I read this week on the Bassmaster.com. About your dad retiring at age 65. Now, I'm 57 years old. I'll be 58 in September. And you know, I think about the, you know, what you said about your dad working for some company for 41 years. And, you know, we work in the toy department of life. You know what I mean? I think about what I do with radio and with writing. And I feel like, you know, I think Dave Prex in his 70s and some of the other guys that do this kind of work are older. I don't know that I'll ever stop doing this stuff. I don't know what really retirement, quote unquote, means, because what we do, it seems like we could do till we drop dead.
Yeah, you know, my wife asks every now and then. If we were to win the lottery tomorrow, you know, who doesn't pose that question once in a while? She asked me, if we were to win the lottery tomorrow, would you keep working? And my answer is sort of, yeah. I don't see myself ever getting to a point where I don't write about the things that I love, or I don't go to the tournaments. I really enjoy that. Probably showing up at 8 o'clock when somebody tells me I have to and stay until 5:30. I don't know that I would do that anymore. But the stuff that we do, the real meat of it, I love it so much that I don't know that I could ever give it up.
But I'm like, what am I going to do, go fishing more? I mean, you know,
I asked Bill Dance that one time. I said, Bill, when are you going to retire? And he said, what am I going to retire for? Just do more of what I'm doing now? So it sort of makes sense when you look at it from that perspective.
Bill Dance will retire and become an accountant, I guess. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know. What do we do? You know, we're in this business.
You see Bill mowing grass. I don't see that.
My dad is going to be 79 this fall, and I used to harass him when he was 65, 68, 69 about, you know, giving up his business. And he owns an electrical contracting company in Southwest Florida. And finally, when he was about 72, he said to me, he says, Tom, what am I going to do? He said, if I retire, I'm afraid I'll just drop dead. You know, if I retire, he loves the grind of going. He goes into the office at, you know, 5:30 in the morning, and he talks to his guys and he sets up the board for him. And now he goes home at 2. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he's not working, you know, the day.
Sure, good for him. But there is something to that, though. I mean, one of the most famous quotes ever in the state of Alabama was Bear Bryant. You know, if I quit, I'd croak in a month.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
It happened. Yeah. So there's something to that. I think the more you keep moving, the more you keep doing what you love, the more it pushes you forward.
Brian Brasher with us from Bass Times. And later on in the show, we have Mark Davis coming up. Nice. Mark's 54, 55, and he had the hip replacement, and he's looking to get back on the tour. Now, he had a run. He opened the 2017 season, I think, with 6 straight cuts made and finished second, one of the tournaments late in the year before that thing got really bad for him. But, when you look at this AOI right now with Bradley Roy on top and Justin Lucas, Brent Chapman, Josh Bertrand, Oddifo, young guys, man. A lot of young guys. You get down to 7 at Dean Rojas and, a couple of the other guys down the list. But for the most part, it really is intimidating how young these guys are to go through the grind of a season.
Well, and don't forget Casey Ashley in there. Also in the top 10. We think of him as a grizzled old veteran because he's won some tournaments, won a classic, but he's still a very young guy. So, yeah, I don't want to say it's completely a young man's sport, but it is so physically demanding now that it is no surprise to see young people at the top of those standings. And it makes it interesting because you get some real coming of age stories out of it. I had a great talk with Bradley Roy at ICAST, and I'm sitting there across from him, and he's leading the AOY standings, and I'm thinking, my gosh, this guy's young enough to be my son. If it weren't for the beard, you know, I would think he was just one of these other college kids running around here in a jersey looking for autographs.
Yeah.
But he's out there fishing with the best in the world. And then Justin Lucas I feel like I've watched him grow up. You know, I covered his first win on the California Delta 3 years ago. I covered his second win on the Potomac. So I've watched him go from that young, hungry angler to an accomplished guy with 2 victories under his belt and a chance at AOY now. Mm-hmm. It makes for a really interesting race. And don't forget Josh. You know, Brent, we sort of overlook him in that talk because he's won one before. He's been there and done that and could very well do it again. But Josh, who is a young, quiet, unassuming guy, I always say, I would almost like to see him throw a fit.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Just to know that he has it in him. You know, a little mean streak. Not at me. I always tell him that. Don't aim it at me. But
right. But
just once, I'd like to see him get riled a little. But they're all really interesting guys, and Bass can't go wrong, I don't think, with any of them representing us as AOY.
But now here's the flip side of it. This is what's so fascinating about this season, which has been very weird. I mean, between the Sabine River, you know, and what happened at
very
Chesapeake.
Weird.
And now we lost the tournament. Now we got the SAOI, and you know we're going to have 16 guys in the classic bracket, which I love that Bass did that. I think that's fantastic. But here's the other odd thing about this year: We talk about these young guys that are at the top of the heap for AOI, but look at our list of winners. Taka Mori, Wesley Strader, Kevin Van Dam, Greg Hackney. It's like we started the season with this long run of all of these vets, these guys that had 15, 20 years at the game. They're winning the tournaments, and these guys that are at the top of the AOI seem to be in the top 20 every week, but it seems like a big vet comes in there and wins the tournament, and that's a different dynamic.
Well, it's, you know, I don't know if you follow boxing at all, but the old saying is that every great fighter has one great fight left in him. Mm-hmm. I mean, so any of these guys, you know, even some of the older guys that you're seeing finish toward the bottom of the standings in a lot of the tournaments, anytime they take off at any of these tournaments, they have a puncher's chance. And that, too, makes it so interesting because the guy who holds that blue trophy at the end of any individual tournament may not have anything to do with what happens with AOI at the end of the year. It's AOI is about something totally different, about consistency. You take a guy like Gerald Swindle, who's never raised an Elite Series trophy, and that blows my mind, honestly. I truly believe he's one of the best anglers in the world, if not one of the best ever. And he's never won an Elite Series trophy, but he has won a couple of AOIs. So it's two different categories. And you're right, when they launch, any of these big heavyweights still have it in them.
Yeah, and I don't want to not mention Ish Monroe, another veteran that got a win this season. Of course, we saw Mark Daniels.
I talked with him shortly after that, and he was on top of the world. And he's been there and done that, but you wouldn't have known it to talk to him. Well, he was just over the moon.
And it is interesting, because, you know, we want to make it sound like they got a puncher's chance. These guys will win more tournaments. I really believe that. That's not like Greg Hackney and Ish and KVD.
Oh, sure.
And those guys are out of it. They're in the sweet spot still at a career. But I do think there's a different mentality out there. KVD told me one time, I think last year, he says, look, it's all about winning for me, because all I want to do is win. I win or go home. He said, even though he's got, you know, seven AOIs and it would be chasing Roland Martin's 9 for the career record, he says that AOI isn't that important to him. He wants to win classics and he wants to win trophies. His deal is about winning. He's not worried about finishing 9th so that he can build points for the AOI. And I think a lot of these guys might have that same mentality, the vets.
I think they do, but at the same time, they value these victories so much because they know full well every time they win one, that could be it. I mean, Van Dam went, 5 years without one? And he's had a pretty incredible streak the last few years. But you never know when that next drought is coming. And, you know, he's over 50 now.
Yeah.
So I think they really, really want it as much as they ever have. And I think they appreciate it more than they ever have, which is pretty special.
And we're talking about, of course, this weekend we're going to find out what the field will be for the AOI, but it's a grind. We just talked about Ish Monroe as a winner. It's very unlikely he's going to be fishing in the AOI, which means he won't be in the bracket, which means he won't be in the classic. I mean, you know, that's how tough it is. And that's a guy that won a tournament, but he's 76th in points this year. So when you look at that, that's the fascinating part of it. A lot of people are looking at the top of the table. I'm looking at that race for 50. I mean, there are some really good anglers on both sides of 50, and it's going to be interesting to see who makes this final field.
Sure. And former classic winners. You talk about guys like Randy Howell, Boyd Duckett, Chris Lane. Those guys are down there on the bubble. And then when you get down past what we're going to accept for the bracket, you have guys like Brandon Card, Jonathan Van Dam, Hunter Shryock, who's one of my personal favorites. I've gotten to know Hunter. Objective, I don't root for anybody, but I would really be happy to see Hunter do well. So, it's the up and down the standings, there are storylines, and that's another thing that I think keeps bass fishing so interesting and will make that AOI event on Chattoog even more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve Kennedy, too, even though he's an Auburn fan. You know, I mean, I like Steve.
But, you know, what are you gonna nobody's perfect. I always tell people he's the only person who's ever said War Eagle to me in California and New York.
There you go. All right, Brian Brasher has been our guest, the editor of Bass Times. Brian, always a pleasure to visit with you, and we'll look forward to getting together again.
Thank you, man. I look forward to it as well.
All right, thank you. All right, as I promised, Mark Davis, when we return, he is coming up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming to the St. Lawrence River at Waddington, New York, August 23rd through 26th. The location for the takeoff is Whitaker Park in Waddington, beginning at 6 a.m., and then the weigh-ins begin at 3 o'clock at the same location as the takeoff, Whitaker Park, with Bass MC Dave Mercer. Check out the expo at Whitaker Park as well on Saturday and Sunday, as 108 of the best pros in the world slug it out on the St. Lawrence River. This is one of the most anticipated events on the schedule every year. We'll see you in Waddington. Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W Trailer Hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules and to enter. Must be 21 or older. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/Bass.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And as promised, Mark Davis joining us now. He's on medical leave this season, but, you know, Mark Davis is a stud. We're talking about three-time Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, 95 Bassmaster Classic Champion, and he's got a new hip. That's right. That's the deal. He's got a new hip and plans on being ready to go for the 2019 season, and he joins us now. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. All right, get us up to date on a hip replacement, because when you took your leave of absence, you decided it was time to get this this hip done. So tell us how that haul has gone and how the recovery is coming.
Well, you know, at the Classic back in South Carolina back in the spring, I really thought, Tom, I could make it through this season without it. But it became very apparent. You know, we started down Lake Martin, and I was just in agony. And then we fished the Classic, and I can remember getting my fish, you know, and sacking them up, and then just getting them out, you know, walking down the boat on the stage during the Classic in the arena. It was tough. And I realized there was no way I was going to be able to compete, you know, on the tour this year. So I opted to go ahead and get this done. So had it done late April, and first month was heck. You know, it was tough, but since then, just a slow recovery, and I'm walking and going and doing and fishing all I can, and I seem to be getting better every day. I still have a bad day occasionally if you kind of overdo it, but Yeah, I can walk. Walking is painless. So, you know, it's the stooping and bending and things like that kind of get you. But, you know, so far so good. The doctors have cleared me now to fish. So I look forward to getting back with it in the spring.
And, you know, you had an awful season in 2016 to Mark Davis standards for sure. But you came back in 2017, you know, kind of with a vengeance. I think you made checks the first six tournaments right out of the gate, and including second place at Dardanelle right there in Arkansas. But then you went north and it all kind of came apart. Just talk about how long you had been battling this pain, and because I know that in 2017, up until you went up there to that big water of Champlain and the St. Lawrence, that you were feeling pretty good.
I was feeling good, and you know, we got you know, and I love going north. I mean, that's what I look forward to all year. So, you know, I had you know, another Angler of the Year title on my mind, things like that. I was doing really well in the points. So we get up there, and everything started to just sort of unravel, you know. Didn't feel good. Actually, I can remember the first practice day at Champlain, though it was summer, you know how it could be in the north. We had rain. It was cold. Man, I was hurting, and I had a doctor had given me some prednisone steroid, you know, so I had to come in off the water and get on that just to get through the tournament. So I knew it was you know, I knew I was having that pain in the hip. I did not realize at that time just how bad it was, because you know how these doctors are with my schedule. I could never seem to get in to see a specialist when I was home. But when I finally did in the winter, he kind of laughed, and I said something like, "Well, you know, I'd like to make it through, you know, the rest of the season." He kind of chuckled. He said, "Well, you could try." I think he knew that, you know, how, you know, I wasn't in good shape with that hip, and I was going to have it replaced. And he was right.
Do you wish that you had done it, you know, in November, December, and just taking the entire year off instead of trying to battle for you know, a couple of months early on?
Yeah, of course, hindsight's always 20/20. You know, right. I've battled ailments. You know, I've been doing this now professionally for 32 years. I've been battling shoulders and elbows and things like that, but never a hip. But I thought I could fight my way through it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a big joint. And everything you do, you know, your hip has, you know, if you're standing up, your hip's moving. You know, yeah. You've got, you know, it's a weight-bearing joint. And I just, it'd been nice to go ahead and had it done earlier. But, hey, it is what it is. And I'm glad it's done. You know, I'm glad I've got that behind me, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, you say you've been doing some fishing. Are you able to stand and fish? I know you experimented with sitting a little bit and stuff. And that's, I mean, Bill Dance and those guys, they've been sitting for 40 years. But, I find it very difficult to sit as well when I fish. I'm just a stander, and I'm 57 years old. I'm older than you are. And you know, it just seems to be the way of doing it for me. But what about for you? Have you been able to stand and fish for extended periods of time?
I can stand and fish. Just recently, I've been able to do that. All summer, I have not. I graduated from a chair back to a butt stool, and was on that thing for a while as I was fishing. But now, I think it's just a strength thing. I think when you have a major surgery like that and you're down for so long, you lose a lot of muscle and you get weak and so forth. But I think I've got, you know, slowly but surely, I'm getting back strong again, where I'm just in fact, week or so, I feel like I can stand and fish all day. Now, standing fishing all day and standing fishing for 7 days straight, yeah, that's another thing. So, you know, I've still got that, you know, ahead of me, but I feel like I'm going to be back.
Yeah, a lot of working out, a lot of rehab, a lot of walking. What do they got you doing?
Mostly walking. There's not a prescribed rehab for a hip surgery nowadays. They get you up the same day of your surgery and you start walking, and of course it's painful, you know. So there's a lot of hardware that goes into a hip replacement. I mean, you've got a big spike, more or less, that runs right down your femur bone, and you've got all that joint that ties into your pelvis. So it's a lot of titanium in there, but I think it takes a while for your body to adjust to it. And the doctor told me that thing will last 20 plus years. So hopefully he's right.
You got him fitting up a special seat for that Skeeter. You know, when I was running on Champlain, I was thinking, I remember talking to my partner and saying, you know, they ought to come up with some kind of a flotation seat. You know what I mean? Like they have for the truck drivers. You know, they drive those over their road rigs and they have that flotation seat and it's a little less pounding. You know, somebody ought to invent one of those, maybe if they don't have one already, some kind of a flotation seat for the bass boat so you can kind of take a little bit of the jolting out of hitting those waves.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea, some kind of an air seat like in the big trucks or something that would suspend you up there. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. You know, it's not a problem until you go to big water. But when you go to big water, Champlain, you know, Great Lakes, about anywhere we go up north, you're going to be dealing with, you get more than a 10-mile-an-hour wind, you're going to have big waves.
Yeah. Now, St. John's River, to get things started this upcoming season, and then off to Lake Lanier, which has some pretty wide spots in it and could get kicked up pretty good. But what's the plan? Are you right now still gunning for the St. John's River? You feel like you'll be ready there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Looking forward to it. St. John's, great fishery. We've been there several times and absolutely looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, we were just talking with Brian Brasher about the young guys that are dominating the AOI standings right now near the top of the standings. But look at the season. Takamori and Kevin Van Dam with a win, and Greg Hackney and Ish Monroe and Wesley Strader, and the list goes on and on and on. Veterans, guys that have 20-plus years at this game, winning tournaments. You had this epic run back in 2014. I think people forget a little bit. You went 3-3-2-4. I mean, that's just absolutely crazy over a four-tournament period. What are your thoughts about that, AOI versus going out there to win tournaments? Because it seems like the young guys are fishing for points sometimes more, and the vets are going for the trophies.
Yeah, you know, I guess everyone's got their own take on it. Now, for me, I take it one tournament at a time, and you certainly, you know, unfortunately, you know, in this sport, you're not going to have the opportunity to win every tournament that you fish. You're just not going to put yourself, you know, in the right. You're not going to find the fish. Things aren't going to work out. Things have to go almost perfectly to even be, you know, in the top 10. I mean, things, you have to really, everything has to work out. You have to have the right weather, the right conditions. Nowadays, a big part of it is finding some fish that your competitors don't find, or figuring something out that they don't know about. And it's just, every tournament seems like, for me, you know, I take it one tournament at a time, one day at a time, one fish at a time. But, yeah, the young guys, you know, they certainly, and it's I hate to say young guys because that's a big group, but there is a sector of younger anglers out there that, for one, they, I don't want to say they live from check to check, but more or less they do. You know, they're really concerned in making a payday, and we all are. And not to take away from all of us, we're all out there trying to make a payday. But when you concentrate on just making a payday, a lot of times you fish too conservatively, though that may work out well for you in the points, but you may not put yourself in a position to win very often.
Yeah. Mark Davis, our guest, on his medical leave, getting ready to come back with a vengeance for the 2019 season. Of course, and when we think Mark Davis, we think Strike King. I mean, you're a Strike King guy. You've been associated with Strike King forever. Have you been able to use any of this off time this season to kind of, you know, work with some of the design guys and maybe work on some new stuff?
Oh, yeah, we're always working on new stuff, and they'll send me things, and we'll look at it. And I'll make suggestions, and all the pro staff does. We'll make suggestions, and it, you know, we may come to market with it, and we may not. A lot of things, you'd be surprised how many products that we tinker with that we never come to market with them. But always working on new things and trying to improve existing products. So that's another big part of it. But yeah, I've tried several new things throughout through the summer that, you know, played with them and give them some feedback on it.
Yeah, that is interesting. Crispin Polly has been on the show a number of times, and you know, you talk about some of the stuff that they're messing with that we never see. And Boyd Duckett's a friend. I fish all Boyd Duckett's rods and stuff, and I know I go in the offices over there and I see rods. I'm like, what is that? And oh, that's just something we're playing with that'll never see the light of day. And there's a lot of that that goes on in the business.
Absolutely. You know, bass fishing business is that industry is trendy, just like other sports, you know, and things come and there, you know, over the years there's been a lot of good lures and things come along and it just kind of fell dead, you know.
Yep.
But you may tweak it just a little bit and bring it back 10 years from now and it'd be something really great.
Yeah.
It's funny how things, you know, I'll give you an example. You know, we came out with a lure called the Menace and I fell in love with that lure immediately. You know, it's a twin tail grub and it's so versatile. You can fish it on a jig trailer, you can flip it, you can fish it on a Carolina rig, fish it on a swing head or a wobble head. So many things. You know, I was just loving that bait and all of a sudden, you know, time rocks along there 2 or 3 years and the sales are terrible on the lure. You know, the public don't know, you know, how good it is. And then I have a big event with it up at Table Rock, and in fact, I finished second. I didn't even win, but Bassmasters Television comes out, and I'm catching these good 3-pounders every cast, and then it just went crazy. And then it went from they were going to discontinue the lure. It was off the slate. It was not going to be in the catalog. And it went from that to they can't make them fast enough. So that's just how, you know, the power of Bassmaster TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, once they figure out, hey, you know, the public sees a good lure and all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, I've seen those, never tried them. And then, you know, it catches on. So it's kind of a weird business in that way.
Yeah. Mark Davis has been our guest. Mark, I appreciate you taking the time and good luck with the rehab. And we'll look forward to seeing you on tour in 2019.
Thanks, Tom. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Look forward to doing it again, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next right here. It's Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion, Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W Trailer Hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules, and to enter, you must be 21 or older. While you're at the site, go ahead and sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. It will be in play for the AOY. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their teams, will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card, which is another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up for Fantasy Fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule coming up on September 6th through 8th at Logan Martin Lake. It'll be the Bass Pro Shops Central Open number 4, followed by the Bass Pro Shops Eastern Open number 4 at Douglas Lake out of Dandridge, Tennessee. That is September 13th through 15th. I'll be fishing that one. Stop by and say hello. The Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year Championship will be at Chetung Lake in Young Harris, Georgia, September 20th through 23. And the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Opens Championship will be at Table Rock Lake in Springfield, Missouri, October 18th through 20th. The Bassmaster Classic Bracket, which has now been expanded to 16 anglers, will take place at Carter's Lake in beautiful Ellijay, Georgia, October 23rd through 26th. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest that you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, I'm Tom Abraham. You keep those lines tight and nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.